Okay, today's daf is Sukkah daf Chaf Aleph, and we're going to talk about the sugya of Ma'amid, which comes up on the bottom of Chaf Aleph on the base, a very important Lamaisa discussion. So the Mishnah quotes a machlokas whether one is allowed to put the schach on the bedpost. As we finish up this first part of the Masechta, talking all about the structure of Sukkah and mostly about the schach. Mostly about the schach. Sometimes it's about the whole structure of the sukkah. Like on tomorrow's daf, we have making a sukkah on a boat, making a sukkah on a wagon. But up until now, there's been much discussion about the schach. So the Mishnah quotes, "Asomech sukaso bekari hamita." If somebody puts their schach on the bedpost, Rashi, mita shlema. You have a whole bed, and on top of the bedpost, you have these poles on top of the bed, on the corners of the beds. So you put these schach there to make it like a canopy bed. So the machlokes, Tanakama says, kishera, it's a kosher sukkah. Okay, what would be wrong, right? You have, let's assume there are walls. Assume there are walls on the side of this canopy bed. If not, maybe you'll say the principle of good achis v'chitzta that we already had about the asukah ba'achsadra in the middle, and you apply good achis v'chitzta in the place where you say p'tikra yored v'sosem. Right, a couple of days ago we had the shir based on the Pnei Yoshua. When do you apply good achis? But here it says the Tanakh Abba says fine, put the schach on top of the bedpost and you're good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Im eini yichol alamod b'fnei atzma psula. If the schach cannot exist without the bedpost, b'fnei atzma psula, it is possible. The question is why? What is the problem with the schach being on bedpost? Why did Rabbi Yehuda say possible? So the Gemara quotes two different days. It's my time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's a problem to put the schach on the bedpost? Pligi barab zeirav Rabbi Yav bar marmal. Chad omer b'fnei she'en lakeva. One says because there's no kfias to that. It's flimsy, it's wobbly. If it's on the bedpost, they're not kavua themselves, and that's why it's a problem. And maybe this is l'shitaso, as Rashi explains. Rabbi Yehuda is one of the shitas that say sukkah has to be diras keva. Remember, the Gemara earlier, back in the first parak, quoted a number of opinions that they all hold sukkah diras keva bina. So it's not exactly all the same shita, but the Gemara back on Daf Zayin Mabez quoted that Abaya said, Rebbe, Rebbe Yoshi, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Shammai, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Acherim. Kul hu svir luhu sukkah diras keva binan. They all hold that sukkah needs to be a diras keva. So Rebbe Yehuda that was quoted was not this Mishnah. That's the first Mishnah in the Masechta we quoted. That sukkah could be lamala me'asara. That was Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Sukkah shikavol lamala me'asara. I'm a psula Rebbe Yehuda Machshir. So that was, he's a diras keva. But maybe this is also, according to this approach of the Gemara, this Mishnah also proves that he holds diras keva. Rashi says, shemital telas alidei amita. When you move the mita, then the sukkah moves too. So that was the first day that a sukkah needs diras keva. If that's true, so then Rabbi Yehuda is not lemaisa. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. If that's the svara for Rabbi Yehuda, because we don't paskin that sukkah is diras keva, we paskin that sukkah is diras arai. So if we hold, don't hold the other Rabbi Yehuda lachar, we wouldn't hold this Rabbi Yehuda either, and it would be kosher to put the schach on kare hamita. Number one. But then we have the second approach in the Gemara. The second approach in the Gemara, and then we'll have to see what we paskin here in Tafresh Laman. So what is the second approach? V'chad amar b'pnei shema amida b'davar makabal toma. Because I am being ma'amid, I am supporting the schach with something that's makabal toma. This bed is a kli, it's a bed, and therefore it's makabal toma, besides the fact that it's made out of metal, and therefore metal is also davar that doesn't grow from the ground. You know the three requirements mentioned elsewhere for schach. It has to be something that grows from the ground, that is detached from the ground, and that is not makabal tuma. So this schach would be on the bed, and the schach would not be able to be used for schach. Rashi, v'yavapi shalol lamanu psul ela l'schach. And even though we only learned the psul for schach, so what is this talking about? The schach has those requirements, not what supports the schach. So says the Rashi, hol v'ikaru shal schach ma'amidin, since it supports the main thrust of the schach, havi ki'ilu zichech b'davar makabal tuma. It's as if you're mesachi b'davar makabal tuma. If you support the schach with something that is makabal tuma, so it's ki'ilu you used something that's makabal tuma for the schach itself. That's called ma'amid. And therefore, it would be a problem to be ma'amid on a davar ha-makabel tumah. Let's continue the Gemara, then we'll get to the discussions of the Rishonim. So my b'naya l'may nafkamina for these two shitas within Rabbi Yehuda, g'osha no'as p'shmut and shal barzel v'sikach ha-lein. If I stuck in metal poles into the ground and then put schach on top of them, l'manda m'lefishin l'keva ha-reish l'keva. So according to what it says, there's no keva. Rashi explained that means you can move it around and it's wobbly. So this has keva. You can't move this around. You stuck the metal poles into the ground. It's not moving anywhere. But according to the sheet that says, well, the problem is because you were mamid on a davar makabel tumah. This also is mamid on a davar makabel tumah, and therefore it would be a problem. Fine. Says then the Gemara quotes also in the name of Abaya, Lo Shano El Samach. This is only if the schach is mamish on top and supported by the bed frame. But if it's just al gabi amita, if it's just on top of the mita, but not supported by it, right? It's above the bed frame, but separate, independently supported, that would be kasher because it has kfa based on whatever it's supported, and you're not being mamish it on a davar hamakabel tumas. That's the Gemara. So again, it's a chiddush gadol according to the second opinion because we don't have anywhere besides this Mishnah that there would be a problem with being the requirements for the walls, right? We generally think that the walls can be made out of anything you want. So that's true, except Rabbi Yoshi has said before that maybe you'd have to use, you know, specific materials. That's what we had Rabbi Yoshi that he asked. Rabbi Yoshi says you have to have more shade than sun in the walls, and we had a discussion in the Mordechai there. Does that mean that all the requirements of schach apply to the walls? But we generally do not assume that the walls have any requirements. And all of a sudden here, Yehuda says, yes, per se, the walls don't have requirements, but if the walls are supporting the schach, then the walls, according to the second opinion, cannot be made of a ma'amid b'davar al-makabel tumah. So, issue number one. We already said one shita in this. We already read Rashi. What is the problem of mipnei shema'amida? So the Achronim point out a difference in formulation between Rashi and the Ran. Rashi says here, if I use a davar hamakabal tumah to be ma'amid my schach, ho'avi ikar shal schach ilu ma'amid, then have ki'ilu sichei b'davar hamakabal tumah. It sounds like it's a direct problem. If I'm ma'amid on a davar hamakabal tumah, so it's as if I use davar hamakabal tumah for schach. Wow, that's pretty amazing. You didn't use it for schach. So what that it's supported? But that gives it chashiva somehow? Like we have davar ha-mamid in Hilchas Kashrus, that it gives a chashiva, so a davar ha-mamid maybe is not batel? So maybe it's ki'ilu, this whole, the whole schachar mamid. The Ran says, it's gzera. That if you're mamid with davar ha-makabal tumah, then you might come to be sochech, davar ha-makabal tumah, because the person might not be mechalik between mamid and omid. That's the Ran. Yud Aman Aleph and the Dafi Arif. Diyafa Gav Diyamrinan. V'kulan K'sherin L'dfanos. Even though we said earlier, Daf Yud Beis, that you can use anything for the walls, Hainu B'she'ena Schach Omid Aleihem. The walls per se, you can use anything as long as the Schach are not supported by them. Avalaha, which is the common practice. Avalaha Amid Aschach V'davar She'en V'schach Ginbo. But if you support the Schach with something that you cannot use for Schach, Haschach Asur Midrabanan. Why? Shema Yomru Ze Omid V'ze Ma'amid. A person might say, this is the schach, and this is supporting the schach. Kishem Sheroi Laha'amid Kach Masach Achinbo. Just like you can be ma'amid the schach, so too you can support the schach. Afagav, the Ran continues. Afagav, the Talakamad, even though we mentioned before, Ha'osa Sukasa Brosha, which are later on tomorrow's daf. Hosa sukasa brosha ilan kshira. Even though we said before that if you make a sukkah in a tree, it's kasher. Volo palag Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue there. Avagav di ilan pasul esachich. But even though you can't be sochech with a tree, so Rabbi Yehuda should argue there too that you can't be sochech on a tree because it's ma'amid davar makabel tumah. Shiny ilan de lo chazu leschach velo shchiach de mesach kibay. That's different because a tree, this is the Ran Lashitaso. The Ran said the whole thing is based on Gzeira. So if it's based on Gzeira, then you might say something that's totally, you would never be sochech with, so then it's not a problem. So he says, Shani Lot, Lachad Lashchach, Velo Shchiach the Mesach Kibay. Mishamachi Lo Gozer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't be Gozer in that case, the Rav doesn't like this answer, because you would, because it's on the Mishnah said earlier, cases that you did, right, if you brought the gefen, the whole question of if you cut it, so what? How do you, if you say the reason is mamis, what do you do with that case of the tree? I don't like the reason of, it's not roy, there's not shriach, for Rabban Zalti rates, the Ron quotes his great grand Rebbe, the Ramban, the Ramban comes up with a hechi tipsi. It's in the tree, but it's not being supported by the tree. The bottom of it is in the tree, but you have poles going from the ground that go all the way up and are supporting the schach. It's just doing a maisa karka umasisan nami deka debach yaskina, and you prove it from the language later on because you can't go up on yantif. Balav shizoroch hulalo sham haynu b'shakarka shela beilan v'lo b'shakarka shela laaretz. Okay, so the Ron comes up with two days. What is Rabbi Yehuda do with the case of Elon? Okay, either way, the Karban Islamal points out this machlokas between Rashi and the Ron. Again, the Ron says the whole issue of Mamed is gzeira, you might come to use this for schach itself, while Rashi says, no, it's ke'ilu, you are being Mamed, bedavar, hama, she'enu she'makabal toma. What happens, like the Ron's case was the tree, but the Karban Islamal says, what about on a stone wall? Could you be Mamed your schach on a stone wall? So if it's ke'ilu, so the Karban Asanal said that it would be a problem. It's ke'ilu using the stones, and therefore it would be a problem. But if you say it's gzeira atu, nobody's going to use stones for their schach. And therefore, I don't think it would be a problem, says the Karban Asanal at the beginning of the second parak. Right? Maisa b'chol yom, sh'mesachana, mechitzas avanim, she'tei psula. Everybody uses stone walls. So it should be a problem. So it just like the Ron said it by a tree. So maybe you would say the same thing by a stone wall because nobody really comes to use it. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes that it would be okay to do it on a stone wall, even if you're machmir in the other direction, as we will see. Number one. So that's issue. What does mamin mean? Machlokas Rashi the Ron. Now let's go to the other sheet in the Gemara. What does ein la keva mean? What does ein la keva mean? So Rashi just quotes it means able to be moved. Right, able to be moved, that is, and that's maybe contrasted to what maybe gets it from the Gemara later on, which says if you stick it with the Shabarzel into the ground. If you look in the Rush quotes based on the Yerushalmi, maybe it means if there's less than 10 tfachim between the bed and the roof. And the roof of the sukkah. That's his formulation of Ein La Keva, says the Rush here right at the beginning of the second parak, or Yerushalmi Mashba, the time of Dein Lekval, if he she'ein asara tfachim min amita v'ad hagag, v'achi isa b'Yerushalmi. V'achi isa b'Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi. So why is that important in that rush? Which why would it be a problem? What do you mean in Lekeva? That it's too short? So maybe it's kind of like a Dira Srucha type of problem. Right? But it's not livable if you don't have 10 tfachim. But if it's 10 tfachim in between, then it would be kfad, it would be ksheira. Who do we pass in like? So we have the two dayas, which we just explained each one. Who do we pass in like? The Shulchan Aruch in Taf Reish Lamed, Sifyut Gimel, quotes this rush in the name of the Yerushalmi. Right? The issue is 10 tfachim, which sounds like the Shulchan Aruch is possibly like, well, the question is, do you pass in like the Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda? That's a separate issue, whether the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Chachamim. The Pasha is that he's arguing on the Chachamim, but who do we pass in like, the Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Yerushalmi's pshat of Rabbi Yehuda. So he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, but he passes like the Ein Lekfa pshat, not the Ma'amib pshat. Hasomech sukasol kari amita, says the Shulchan Aruch here in Sifyut Gimel, the last Sif in Simen Taf Reish Lamed, v'kra'ayim hein mechitzos, if you put your schach on the bedboards or the bedposts of the, if you put the schach on the bedposts, and the kra'ayim are the walls, im yesh bagova asara tfachim, min amita l'schach sheira. If there is 10 tfachim between the schach and the bed, kasher. V'im la psula, and if not, pasul. V'im samach ha-schach al-amudim, v'akraim heim tfanos, if they have separate amudim that are supporting the schach, even if the bed walls are the bedposts are the walls, afilu ein gabo asar ben amidul aschach sheira, then it'll be okay. Kiva sheish asar tefachim meha'aretz va'ad haschach. Good. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins sees the pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda, but according to the shita of Kva, says the Mishnah Berura, to af the mamid al gabi mita shimekabelas tuma, even though there's an issue of mamid, lo ich paslan bazeh. We don't care. The Kabbalah's Tuma, ala schach ne'amar v'lo ala tfanos. Because Kabbalah's Tuma is the schach, not the walls. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah points out that me'ikir hadin, we do not quote this issue of ma'amid. Not here, and not elsewhere either. The Mishnah Berurah, though, does add, so that there are other posts in Lapaskin, like the other Svara of Rabbi Yehuda, of ma'amid, and therefore, maybe we should try l'chanchila to be choshesh for the shita of ma'amid. That's the Shar Tzion here in Simmons and Osamach talks about do we pass like Yehuda and Chachamim, and even if we pass like Yehuda, which one will we paskin like? So Bavadai Yishlis Vachadas Mekilin Maker Adin for sure. There's no issue of Mamid, says the Mishnah Berura, but it's a good idea to try to be Machmir. The Minchas Yisrach writes in Chelak Dalsam Mem Hey, assumes as a Dabar Pashut that was supposed to be Machmir and not be Mamid. There is another Shulchan Aruch. There is another Shulchan Aruch, to be fair. Not here, but El, the previous Siman, in Tafresh Chavtes, Sif Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch says that a person should not put their schach on a ladder. Let's say somebody puts a ladder, makes a ladder and puts it horizontally on top, and then you want to put the schach on there. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh lehistapek, if that's okay. Yesh lehistapek, imutar lahaniach sulam al hagag, kadil sake chagabav. Can you put a ladder on top of the schach, on top of your sukkah, in order to put the schach on it? Rama v'lachini in l'sachi chalav. Because the Shulchan Aruch has that suffix, you shouldn't use it. V'afilu l'hanicho al haschach, l'hachziko osur. Even if to put it on top of the schach, it should be osur. Not just under the schach, but on top of the schach. V'uadin b'chol kli ha-makabal tumah. G'on tzavsel v'kisei sh'makabal tumah's medrash. Right, or any kli to put on top to hold the schach down. Why is this? Why shouldn't you put the schach on top of the ladder or a ladder on top of the schach? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes two suggestions of the Achronim. What is the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch? Number one is, maybe the Shulchan Aruch is saying, because if you use a ladder like that on top or below, maybe that's, how are you machalik between what's supporting the schach and what is the schach? If you're putting it on top, so lachor, that is the schach. And therefore, you're using the ladder, which is a kli, but on top or below, and that's part of the schach. So you're being mesachech b'davar makabel tumah. So that's the problem. So can you designate that this is going to be the support of the schach and this is going to be the actual schach? Maybe that's the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh me'achronim, quotes the Mishnah Berurah. There are some achronim that say, shemefarshi that suffix hu emutr l'sachech b'sulamos, maybe it's like a base kibble, and therefore it's a problem. Maybe the suffix is ma'amid. Maybe you're being ma'amid on the ladder, and the ladder is makabel tuma, and therefore you can't do it. The issue is that Pashas is from the other Shulchan Aruch that we saw, that he doesn't hold of the issue of Ma'amid. So that's why this Shulchan Aruch maybe, Lachar raised something about the first approach. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah says, because this is a possibility, Lachar chili ish lizar shal laham et aschach v'davar makabal tuma, achen b'diyeved, o she'en lo shar dvarim, kaim lo demut laham et aschach v'davar makabal tuma, no problem, me'ikar adin, as I said at the end of Simin, tough reish lamed. Good. So that is why, because of this din, so that's why most are machmir to not be mamid directly. If somebody has a sukkah with the metal poles and the canvas, then we don't put the schach directly on the metal poles. If one did, it's a kosher sukkah, but we try not to. You put like 2x4s, and then you put the poles, the schach on top of that. But now the next question is, and this is where a lot of the action happens, is that, okay, let's say you put the 2x4s. Does that help? Does the 2x4s help? Because if you get rid of the metal poles underneath, and everything's going to fall down. So it's not directly on the schach, but it's indirectly. That's called ma'amid de ma'amid. Right? What if it's two steps removed? A metal frame, 2x4s, then the schach. So it's a triple chumrah if you'd say this is a chum problem. Number one, that we paskin like the Rabbi Yehuda and over the Chachamim. Number two, that we paskin like the Shita within Rabbi Yehuda of ma'amid and not Ein Lakeva. Number three, Even if you say mamid is a problem, would you say indirect mamid, dimamid is a problem? So that's why most assume that even if you want to be machmer for mamid, like we try to be, we don't have to be machmer for ma'amid. And it, mamid, where I would add, where it's shchiach to use, right? We're machmer generally like the Rana, not like Rashi, like putting it on stone walls, l'chora would be okay. According to many, even if you do the mamid. But many say the Chalkas Yaakov writes, and Chelek Gimel Simon Kuf Chav Zayin, or Sternbach writes in the Moadim Uzmanim, that we do not have to be machmir for ma'amid de ma'amid, because it's a chumrah al gabi chumrah. And therefore, it would be okay. And also, the Shulchan Aruch himself seems to be Mako. The Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Shchavtes, that same Simon, Sif Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch, Lechaber Lunsaos Hasuka, to put together the poles of the sukkah b'masmerus shel barzel with nails. Ola kashram bivlaos shemakablam tumma inkpeda. You could tie the walls with nails. You could tighten the walls with nails. What do you mean with nails? But then the schachar is going on the walls and it's ultimately being mamid b'davar ha-makabal tumma. Isn't that? Unless you say, no, here the sukkah would stand even without the masmeros, or without the the other garments they used to tie. Okay, but you very well could understand this mamid mamid, this case as a case of mamid mamid where we're mekel. Rav Salvechik suggests in the Rishimos that maybe mamid mamid is an afkamina between Rashi and the Ran. That if you say it's Bishop Gzeira, it's too far removed. Maybe it's too far removed. If it's an inherent psul de rabbanon, it's ki'ilu yu'mamid b'davar ha-makabal tumma, then maybe it would be a problem, because everything switches. Everything keeps getting, mamid becomes the omeid, and then the next mamid becomes the omeid. Either way, the chazonish is famously machmir. Our chayim simen kuf mem gimel, oz beis, the chazonish says, no, you just look at mamid to mamid as mamid, right? You skip, and therefore, you're not allowed to be mamid even to mamid, b'davar ha-makabal tumma, and therefore any part of the walls that support the schach have to be something that's right to use for the walls. Again, that is a chumrah of the Chazon Ish that some communities are more machmer on, but me'ikra din, it is a chumrah that many do not accept. Okay, we will stop here.